Erdem dişi abime,
Erdem dişi abime.
Kaba serop apohat, rona hida rojelat,
rona hida rojelat.
Bu çekari ya felat, Erdem dişi abime,
Erdem dişi abime.
Hast du das ganze Jahr Radio Lora gehört und trotzdem diese eine Sendung verpasst, die du unbedingt hören wolltest? Kein Problem. Du hörst das Lora Winterprogramm mit den besten Sendungen vom letzten Jahr. Also ich lese Seite 70.
Seite 40.
Römisch.
Die wird uncommented.
Revolutionäres Vorlesen. Wir lesen aus Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions.
Where danger from where the danger man from is the always, man present.
Always present.
And for cities to spend endless amounts of time,
having glorious sexual pleasure.
In widerständigem Gedenken an die Stonewall Riots vom 28. Juni bis zum 3. Juli auf 97,5 MHz.
Welcome, welcome zur Premiere dieses neuen Formats. Das ist die erste Folge vom revolutionären Vorlesen aus Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions von Larry Mitchell und Ned Asta hier auf Radio Lora 97,5 MHz. Es ist halb Manifest, halb Märchen und ganz schwules und queeres Counter-Narrative, also eine Gegengeschichte. Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions hat Larry Mitchell geschrieben und Ned Asta hat die wunderschönen Illustrationen dazu gezeichnet. Mitchell selber hat das Buch dann auch publiziert. Er und seine Friends haben nämlich einen eigenen Verlag gegründet mit dem Namen Calamasus Press. So haben sie dann auch das Buch 1977 in New York herausgebracht. 46 Jahre sind es also her seit seiner Publikation und wir Vorlesenden freuen uns einfach riesig, dass es dieses Buch gibt, dass wir das in diesem Format teilen möchten und all diese Weisheiten, die das Buch verstreut, weiterstreuen möchten durch den Äther in eure Ohren. In Gedenken an die widerständigen und kämpferischen Stonewall Riots vom 28. Juni bis zum 3. Juli, die 1969 in New York stattgefunden haben, lesen wir kollektiv aus dem Buch vor und lassen die fabulös märchenhaften Geschichten von den Faggots und ihren FreundInnen wieder aufleben.
Die Fragmente sind ausgewählt nach Lust und Liebe, es gibt also keine Struktur. Und es ist wie gesagt ein kollektives und auch noch offenes Projekt, also to be continued. Wir haben auch noch lange nicht alle Fragmente vom Buch gelesen und gedeckt. Also haut uns unbedingt an, wenn ihr auch noch gerne eine Passage vorlesen möchtet und dazu beitragen mögt. Schreibt, ruft an oder kommt vorbei im Lora-Studio. Und noch ein Hinweis zur Sprache, das Buch ist auf Englisch geschrieben, deshalb wird auch dieses Vorleseformat auf Englisch sein und es wird keine Übersetzung geben, leider. Jetzt viel Freude.
Seite 9. Faggot Wisdom. When you feel pain, fall into your brother's love.
Ja.
Ich lese aus der Einleitung ein Zitat von Larry Mitchell vor. I was thrilled to be gay because there were two things I didn't have to do now. Go into the army or get married. And of course, over the years, the two things that the gay movement fought for was to be able to go into the army and get married. But we were thrilled that we didn't have to do that. We thought it was fantastic. The gay movement did not follow us there. It went towards acceptance, and we were not about acceptance. We were about changing the rules. We were about opposition.
Welcome. My name is Namila, and I go by they/them pronouns, and I will be reading to you today from The Faggots and Their Friend, Between Revolutions by Larry Mitchell. And I chose to read to you from this book because it's very dear to my heart and I'm very excited about this project. So yeah, enjoy. Part 1, The Way It Is, page 3. The faggots and their friends live the best while empires are falling. Since the men are always building as many empires as they can, there are always one or two falling, and so one or two places where the faggots and their friends to go. When an empire is falling, the men become so busy opposing the rebellions elsewhere and searching for the reason why this is happening, that they have no time to watch the faggots and their friends at home. The populace, tired of hearing only of foreign defeats, allows the faggots room to play. This entertains them. The men, desperate over the ingratitude of the foreigners and their declining fortunes at home, forget and let the faggots play. Once the empire is gone, the cause of the present evil must be found, and the faggots and their friends along with the other often get chosen. Then times get bad again, and the faggots and their friends fade.
Seite 71.
Also ich lese Seite 70.
Seite 40.
Sie wird uncommented. Revolutionäres Vorlesen. Wir lesen aus Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions.
Where danger from the man's presence always present, and proceeded to spend endless amounts of time in glorious sexual pleasure.
In widerständigem Gedenken an die Stonewall Riots vom 28. Juni bis zum 3. Juli auf 97,5 MHz. Welcome, welcome zur zweiten Folge Revolutionäres Vorlesen. Aus Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions von Larry Mitchell und Ned Esther hier auf Radio Lora 97,5 MHz. Es ist halb Manifest, halb Märchen und ganz schwules und queeres Counter-Narrative, also eine Gegengeschichte.
Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions hat Larry Mitchell geschrieben und Ned Astor hat die wunderschönen Illustrationen dazu gezeichnet. In Gedenken an die widerständigen und kämpferischen Stonewall Riots vom 28. Juni bis zum 3. Juli, die 1969 in New York stattgefunden haben, lesen wir kollektiv aus dem Buch vor und lassen die fabulös märchenhaften Geschichten von den Faggots und ihren FreundInnen wieder aufleben. Die Fragmente sind ausgewählt nach Lust und Liebe, es gibt also keine Struktur. Und es ist wie gesagt ein kollektives und auch noch offenes Projekt, also to be continued. Wir haben auch noch lange nicht alle Fragmente vom Buch gelesen und gedeckt. Also haut uns an, wenn ihr auch noch gerne eine Passage vorlesen möchtet und dazu beitragen mögt. Und noch ein Hinweis zur Sprache, das Buch ist auf Englisch geschrieben, deshalb wird auch dieses Vorleseformat auf Englisch sein und es wird keine Übersetzung geben, leider. Jetzt viel Freude.
Ich habe die Seite 13 ausgewählt, weil Erinnern Widerstand ist. The faggots cultivate the most obscure and outrageous parts of the past. They cultivate those past events which the men did not want to happen, and which, once they did happen, they wanted to forget. These are the parts the faggots love the best, and they love them so much that they tell the old stories over and over, and that they act them out, and then, as the ultimate tribute, they allow their lives to recreate those obscure parts of the past. The pain of women and the triumph of defeated women are constantly and lovingly made flesh again. The destruction of witty faggots and the militancy of beaten faggots are constantly and lovingly made flesh again. And so these parts of the past are never lost. They are imprinted in the bodies of the faggots where the men cannot go. The men want everyone to remember and commemorate only their moments of victory and plenitude. The men hope that they have such moments. The men hope that only they have such moments. So history becomes a chronicle of wars and brutality and state plunder, or the attempts to transform men's brutishness into men's benevolence. The faggots know better. They know that one man's victory means the defeat of others, and that some man's plenitude means that others go hungry. The faggots refuse to celebrate the men's lies.
Alter, das ist einfach... Ja, I love this passage. The faggots consider it their sacred pleasure to engage in indiscriminate promiscuous sexuality. No faggot, regardless of age, race or physical appearance, should ever be horny. Horniness makes the faggots uneasy and nasty and distracts them from the revolutions. Sexuality, like all the necessities of life, must be free and easily available. So the faggots secure spaces where each can be anonymous, where all cocks are equal and all cock chews equally precious. Feeding the faggots, they call it. Two rules govern these places of nourishment. First, all must remain quiet so the soft sexual noises can be heard. Second, anyone who is done must do. If you get, you have got to give.
Seite 35, und das ist in response to Seite 12. Some of the faggots are so poor that they have to live on only what is free. The tasty orgasm juice is free. So some of the faggots live on it. From other faggots, they receive this juice quickly, secretly. Some of the faggots are so poor that they have to live on only what is free. The tasty orgasm juice is free. So some of the faggots live on it. From other faggots, they receive this juice quickly, secretively, and in abundance. There are hidden meeting places where the poor faggots can go. For convenience, these meeting places are scattered all about the devastated city, in empty trucks and wooded parks and abandoned buildings and obvious toilets. Sometimes the not-so-poor faggots, after a satisfying meal at home, will go to these gathering places for their dessert.
Seite 19. Faggot wisdom. There is more to be learned from wearing a dress for a day than there is from wearing a suit for a lifetime.
Seite 71.
Also ich lese Seite 70.
Seite 40.
Ich höre mich auf.
Gut, es wird uncommented. Revolutionäres Vorlesen. Wir lesen aus Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions.
Where danger from where the danger from is the always present,
always present,
and proceeds to spend endless amounts of time in glorious sexual pleasure.
In widerständigem Gedenken an die Stonewall Riots vom 28. Juni bis zum 3. Juli auf 97,5 MHz. Welcome, welcome zur dritten Folge Revolutionäres Vorlesen. Aus Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions von Larry Mitchell und Ned Astor hier auf Radio Lora 97,5 MHz. Es ist halb Manifest, halb Märchen und ganz schwules und queeres Counter-Narrative, also eine Gegengeschichte. Faggots and Their Friends Between the Revolutions hat Larry Mitchell geschrieben und Ned Astor hat die wunderschönen Illustrationen dazu gezeichnet. In Gedenken an die widerständigen und kämpferischen Stonewall Riots vom 28. Juni bis zum 3. Juli, die 1969 in New York stattgefunden haben, lesen wir kollektiv aus dem Buch vor und lassen die fabulös märchenhaften Geschichten von den Faggots und ihren FreundInnen wieder aufleben. Die Fragmente sind ausgewählt nach Lust und Liebe, es gibt also keine Struktur. Und es ist wie gesagt ein kollektives und auch noch offenes Projekt, also to be continued. Wir haben auch noch lange nicht alle Fragmente vom Buch gelesen und gedeckt, also haut uns an, wenn ihr auch noch gerne eine Passage vorlesen möchtet und dazu beitragen mögt. Und noch ein Hinweis zur Sprache, das Buch ist auf Englisch geschrieben, deshalb wird auch dieses Vorleseformat auf Englisch sein und es wird keine Übersetzung geben, leider. Jetzt viel Freude.
Hello. I will read to you page 21 of The Faggots and Their Friends Between Revolutions, because I do believe that the revolution will entail certain aspects like the abolition of strict categories, like gender, but I also do believe that the tools and the knowledge to bring forth the revolution are within us already, and especially within our non-binary and inter-friends, and our trans and cis female comrades. And because I do trust the revolution, I know it will not only be radical, but also ambiguous. Women wisdom. The strong women told the faggots that there are two important things to remember about the coming revolutions. The first is that we will get our asses kicked. The second is that we will win. The faggots knew the first. Faggot ass-kicking is a time-honored sport of the men. But the faggots did not know about the second. They had never thought about winning before. They did not even know what winning meant. So they asked the strong women, and the strong women said winning was like surviving, only better. As the strong women explained winning, the faggots were surprised and then excited. The faggots knew about surviving, for they always had, and this was going to be just plain better. That made ass kicking different. Getting your ass kicked and then winning elevated the entire enterprise of making revolution.
Seite 26. Women wisdom. The rule is you get more warm fuzzies by giving away all your own warm fuzzies. Keeping your warm fuzzies to yourself results in a large accumulation of cold prickles.
A faggot fable. Faggot.
Gay.
Gay. A faggot fable. The faggots who work knew that it's useless to have rich people. Okay, doch, das schaffen wir. A faggot fable. The faggots who worked knew that it's useless to have rich people. The rich did no useful work and received large amounts of money for it. A few of those who owned things and did no useful work for large amounts of money were queer men. So one day the poor faggots told the rich queer men that this shit had to go to stop. There could no longer be rich and poor. The rich queer men agreed in principle. The rich queer men agreed in principle, embarrassed by the entire discussion, but protested that they were powerless to do anything. The poor faggot said, "Nonsense. If we can think of it, we can do it." The rich queer man said, "The men who own most are greedy and violent and death intoxicated. They liquidate any threats to their greed." The poor faggot said, "There is only one choice for us. Take it away from the rich men or go mad living in their world." The rich queer man talked of the powerful protection that property brings. The poor faggots talked of useful work and sharing whatever there is. As they talked, they each knew the other to be sincere. And then they knew that further talk was a waste of time. So without invitations, the poor faggots moved in with the rich queer men. They slept on fine linen sheets and ate imported ham. They drank from crystal goblets and sat on velvet chairs to chat. They insisted that the servants take off their uniforms and join them. They were polite for the jewels. The rich queer men were naturally dismayed at this new order in their universe. They threatened to turn the poor faggots out, which only made the poor faggots more charming and helpful. The rich friends of the rich queer men smothered them in sympathy for their new hardships, while the poor faggots brought life into their huge barren houses. Genuine affection sprouted from the cracks in decorum, and the rich queer men realized that their bank accounts hardly noticed the new arrangements. Money and privilege remained intact while the sharing of luxury increased. The rich queer men remained rich, but the poor faggots no longer lived poorly. The poor faggots were not finished, but they rested for now. And the rich queer men relaxed into stylized disapproval on public occasions and occasional grumblings on the yacht.
Come to me, fairies. Come to me. Dykes, faggots, queens. You were loved from the start. Sissies, trannies, ladyboys. Your bodies are beautiful. Yeah. bodies are beautiful.